Really, Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. Rav Tzimin Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, discussing more details about the Suda Mafsekes. Afal pi she'ochal Suda Mafsekes, mutar lachzor b'lecho. You finish the Suda Mafsekes, you can eat afterwards if you want. Ela im kein, unless kibel v'feirush l'lecho od hayom. Unless you were makabel explicitly, that you're not going to eat anymore that day. Well, so if you're makabel the tainus, or you have in mind specifically not to eat anymore, so then the fast started. But if your kavana is neutral, or, so the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when you're makabel b'feh, you say it. The Rama adds on, b'kabel b'leiv eino kabbalah, el etzarech l'otzia b'sfasav. Accepting it upon yourself in your heart does not count. And even if you accept it in your heart, it's not considered Tisha B'Av yet. That's the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Bach argues, and the Gra argues, and they hold that Kabbalah B'Lev does count, and you have to keep all the laws of Tisha B'Av, once you're Kabbalah B'Lev. Everything. Except for Nilas HaSandal. Obviously, since you're wearing leather shoes, you didn't have in mind to accept upon yourself that part, that Isser of Tisha B'Av. Oh. Now this is talking about that you're makabel b'leiv to fast the tainus. If you're just makabel on your, if you just decided not to eat anymore, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not called being makabel upon yourself the fast. That's called you decided not to eat anymore, and that doesn't count for anything. Well, so if you're makabel, if you're makabel b'peh that you're going to fast, you accepted the fast, then for sure you have to keep all the laws of Tisha B'Av. If you're makabel b'leiv upon yourself the fast of Tisha B'Av, then you have to keep all the laws of Tisha B'Av except for Nilas HaSandal, which you don't have in mind for sure. If you're makabel, if you decide to stop eating, then that doesn't count for anything. But the Mishnah Berurah says l'chatchila, the best thing to do is to avoid this opinion of problem based on the Bach and the Gra, is that when you finish your Suda Mafsekes, have in mind or say, I'm not makabel upon myself the fast until after Shkia, until Bein HaShemashos. Oh. So that is the practice that a person says to themselves, or they announce, I'm not accepting the fast until Bein HaShemashos. And that solves all the problems. If a person happens to daven Maariv early, before Shkia, then automatically he accepts upon himself the fast and the Isurim of Tisha B'Av, and it's usher to eat. Oh, Sif Beis. Tisha B'Av Leilo Kemo L'chol Dabar Ve'enochim Elmi Be'od Yom. Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, that you can't eat, and then you have all the laws of Tisha B'Av the night before as well, the Yisrachil and everything else, but Ubein Hashmasha Shelo Aser Kiyom Kippur, and the Yisrach starts from Shkia, and it's Aser Ubein Hashmashos, but the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to add on to Tisha B'Av. On Yom Kippur, there's a din. It could be a din d'oraisa, you have to add on to Tisha B'Av, to Yom Kippur, and accept the fast a few minutes early. By Tisha B'Av, there's no such din, rather it starts at Ubein Hashmashos, which means it starts at Shkia. That's when the fast starts. Oh. Now the Rama continues. Umutter beruchitza v'sicha v'nilas asandal ad bein hashmashos. These things are mutter, as we just said now, until Shkia, until bein hashmashos. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that we mentioned earlier that if a person is mekabel upon himself to fast earlier, so then it begins earlier. But that's only if he's makabel after Plaga Mincha. If you're makabel to fast upon yourself before Plaga Mincha, that doesn't count at all. Just like by Shabbos. If you accept Shabbos before Plaga Mincha, it doesn't count, and you haven't accept Shabbos. Now the Rama discusses the details of taking off your shoes. Mihu, b'chol noagin lachotz minolim kodim shemar baruchu. Now, even though you're allowed to wear your shoes until Tisha B'Av starts, and let's say you're davening Maariv before Shkia, And we learned that when you daven Maariv, you're going to accept upon yourself Tisha B'Av then. But you take your shoes off before you say Baruch Hu. Why before you say Baruch Hu? Because we don't want to have a separation between Baruch Hu and the rest of Maariv. Once you say Baruch Hu, now it's Tisha B'Av, even though it's before Shkia. So you can't wear shoes anymore. But it's better not to have the break after Baruch Hu. We take off the shoes before Baruch Hu to avoid having to have a break between Baruch Hu and the rest of the davening. Now, again, certainly, you have to take off your shoes before Shkia, that's for sure. Here we're discussing a case where you're davening Maariv before Shkia, and that's what the Ramah says to do. Now, if it's Shabbos, then Chotzim Le'achar Baruch Hu. Then you take off your shoes after Baruch Hu. Why is that? Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to show any simon of Avelus. So you can't take off your shoes on Shabbos. You have to wait until after Shabbos. And the simon, the signal, that it's after Shabbos now, is when you say Baruch Hu. So you go to Shul, and you say Baruch Hu, and you take your shoes off after Baruch Hu. Now the Ramah continues. The Shliach Tzibur, though, he takes off his shoes before Baruch Hu. Why is that? Mipnei HaTeruv, the Mishnah Berurah says. He might get confused and lose his place. We're concerned that he might get confused. So we let him take off his shoes before Baruch Hu, but everyone else is after Baruch Hu. Now, but he's not supposed to take off his shoes on Shabbos. So that's why the Shliach Tzibur says, Hamavdil ben Chodesh L'chol first, without Hashem's name. He says, Baruch Hamavdil ben Chodesh L'chol, right before he says Baruch Hu. Then he takes off his shoes, and then he says Baruch Hu. Oh, and that's the difference between the Shliach Tzibur and the rest of the people in Shul. Now, when you're taking off your shoes, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you shouldn't touch them. Because if you touch shoes, you have to wash your hands, and you don't have to be washing your hands extra on Tisha B'Av. So you should try not to touch your shoes. If you do touch your shoes, the Mishnah Berurah says you clean them b'chol midi d'manki. That means you have a cloth with you, a towel, even on your clothing, on your jacket to wipe your hands, because you don't want to wash your hands on Tisha B'Av, unless you absolutely have to. But it's better to avoid this, and you should try to take your shoes off without touching your shoes. Now there's an important psak from Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is very lemaisa in the camps, and that is that if you would wait until after Baruch to take your shoes off, there will be a very big hefsek. So then, you should have the tzibur do the same thing as the shliach tzibur, and the people in the shul should say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, then take off their shoes, and then answer Baruch Hu, and then start Maariv. And this happens in camps. If you're in a camp of several hundred, and with children sometimes, younger kids, you can have a long, several minute, you'll get a long break after Baruch Hu, and it's not going to work. So Rav Moshe holds, in that case, then everyone should do what this little tzibur does, and take off their shoes before Baruch Hu. Now obviously, when it's Motzoi Shabbos, you can't take off your shoes too early, because you're not supposed to show any sign of Avelus on Shabbos. So you ended the meal before Shkia. You can't eat after Shkia. You started keeping, but you don't start keeping the other halachas of Tisha B'Av until whenever it seises, and then you have to look on the luach. As soon as it gets to seis, hakochavim, then you don't sit on a normal chair anymore, and you take your shoes off, etc. Now, in connection with wearing shoes and when you take your shoes off on Tisha B'Av, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharil, the Yeshalach quotes Minalim Kodam Shulchan Beis Knesset. Take your shoes off before you go to Shul. You see, nowadays when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, most of Shabbat is Sunday, so most people are home after Mincha. They're home for Shalosh Shittis. Then they go back to Shul for Maariv, for Tisha B'Av. So, most shuls try to work it out that Shabbos already ends, and then you go back to Shul. So you take your shoes off.
So it really depends when your shul is davening Maariv. If your shul is davening Maariv, when it's really after Tzeis, so you're leaving your home when Shabbos is over, then of course take your shoes off at home and put on your shoes for Tisha B'Av. If your shul is davening earlier than that, which it could be sometimes shuls would do, so then you would do what the Ramah says, that you would go to shul and you would take your shoes off right after you would say Baruch Hu, and then take your shoes off right after Baruch Hu, except for the Shliach Tzibur. And of course, if you're going to take your shoes off at home, you would say Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol first, and then take your shoes off and change into your shoes for Tisha B'Av, sneakers or footwear for Tisha B'Av. Okay, we'll stop here.